All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, we are living in the age of brand cross-pollination.
Of course.
Yeah. You've noticed this. You go to the store and it's like, I'd like to eat a Jack Link, but you can't just get a Jack Link. It's a Doritos Jack Link or a Hot Ones Jack Link. Mm-hmm. It's been Sour Patch fucked. Stuff like that.
You know? Yeah. Can I get the special edition Miller's Crossing Dr. Pepper from the Coen Brothers line?
It's all that shit. Pepsi has a soda they co-wrote with an AI.
What? You know?
Yeah, we're living in a real bad timeline. This is, you know, it's all very bad. I took a stab at doing this in an amateur way. And what I did was I took a very surprisingly sizable amount of our budget. And I went and bought a bag of chips of every kind of chip I could find.
Okay.
Then I put one of each kind of chip in this bag and made Pringles, X Lay's, X Ruffles, X Chocolate, X Peanut Butter, X anything that can be a chip.
Okay.
X California Highway Patrol, X like the... There's no room for ingredients or nutrition on this label. As you see, it's basically just a plastic bag that is a full text box.
Right. Yeah, no, it's complete chaos. Yeah.
So you could reach in here and you could get literally any chip. And I figured this might suggest a game, and it kind of emulates snacking. And I don't know that we've done a snacking randomization before.
Fan of snacking. Like a
snacking
snack.
Is kind of random. You know, you never know what kind of chip you're going to get.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to reach into this bag here and just blindly pop whatever I pull out into my mouth, and we'll see what comes of it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so I'm gonna reach in and
a lot of textures in there.
Pop! Oh god! Oh yeah. My tongue is just so it's ripped apart.
Ah!
Oh god! I really should have looked at that. What the fuck is that, Gary?
Oh, it's a computer chip.
Why?
Because every chip.
Oh,
it's branding. Well, I wanted people who liked Lay's potato chips to understand that computer chips.
I've got gallium poisoning now.
The,
Just so much cobalt.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? Slave labor.
Not so true.
Complicit.
Oh, the, you got me.
Actually, I'm pretty sure everything in this was made with slave labor, regardless of what type of chip it was. Nestle chocolate chip. Like, it's all...
Who do you think puffs that corn?
Yeah, it didn't come that way. All right, let's stick this chip into the game computer and see what's there.
Okay.
This chip, it's for Mega Man Battle Network 6 Cybeast Garant. Why are you playing music?
No, it's you playing music.
No, why? I don't know why it started playing that. It's never
done
that before.
Don't accuse me of shit. Come on.
I was talking to my computer. Cybeast Gregar.
The biggest meh that has ever been issued.
I'm gonna say fuck.
Yeah.
I don't like this shit. Okay. I'll do it. I'll fall on the sword. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And welcome to Average Suffering. Come watch us eat an entire rotisserie chicken at that abandoned pier near the Walmart.
I can do that. Yeah. It'd be pretty hard. Man, a whole rotisserie chicken? That's an entire being.
I eat a rotisserie chicken for me is two sittings if I'm eating by myself and I'm just doing like protein and sauce meal.
you know
when you're a real girl dinner boy dinner.
The number of meals that I have that I sometimes just go to that just protein and sauce.
Yeah. It's basically all the stuff you need. Rotisserie chicken is great, man.
Oh, it is one of the best units of food you can get.
You
get it like you get it by waiting by the hell mouth at the side of the restaurant.
Yeah, way into it.
So this week we're talking about Mega Man Battle Network 6. The patron who demanded this specified the Gregar edition. I don't know what that means. Cybeast Gregar.
There are two Cybeasts. This is a Pokemon Red and Blue kind of thing. Like how, like for like a while, like Bomberman games were made that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was trying to do that. Yeah.
Two of these you can get.
Yeah. This was demanded by a patron, Horseshoe Joe, who is taking the roast me approach. Not the roast me, roast this approach. Suggesting something, saying it was fun playing through this series when I was younger. This is my second favorite in the series, but the one I recommend most to anyone willing to try the Battle Network games. I know the deck building grid action gameplay isn't for everyone, but I've always found the games to have had a lot of charm to them. Curious to see how you guys can rip them apart.
I don't have tons to rip it apart because the deck building grid-based combat thing is very for me. Mm-hmm. It's all the rest of the stuff is super not for me. And that's always been true of me with Battle Network. Like, I was of an age where this kind of, game dev story-esque isometric kid adventure in a cyber world seemed really bad to me.
Yeah.
And even playing this, like, you spend a lot of time with these characters. There's a lot of talking in the Battle Network games, like the systems and stuff. I feel like I would like, they just gave it a theming that I think is poison and dumb.
Yeah. You know? I think it's a shame because I think that these games look good. Like the sprite work is actually really, like, really good, you know, and it is evoking a little bit of the feeling of like a Mega Man Legends to me a little bit. So it is borrowing, you know, a Halo that I can get a little bit of buy-in for, right? But I can sum this up. I can actually just like tell you, wrap everything up in one story. Like this came when these started coming out when I was like in eighth grade. Okay. And I had already a little bit kind of moved on, but one of my friends had, sold this to me, and the way that they were trying to sell it was, oh, you can go up and, look at anything. And there's like a little bit of text. There's like a little, it'll say something when you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a time where that was, you know, just Shenmue walking out on the middle of stage, lighting itself on fire, saying, what have I done?
Yeah.
Just burning to smoldering ashes. Like that used to be something that would appeal, like, because I'd want to play a game and want to click on everything. And something I think about with that is that I've like, that was me setting an unfair expectation on games writers, where I'm like, you need to have an interesting paragraph of text for every fucking repeated potted plant and desk that are in this game, where every house is decorated with the same repeating potted plant and desk. That's an unfair expectation. I'd much rather just have that not do a thing, because in real life, if I go into a place, I don't actually have a thought or a comment on every potted plant or desk, you know. It's before I appreciate conservation of detail, and just having interactivity was all I wanted.
There are good examples of this, and there are times where like this was part of the appeal of playing like a LucasArts adventure, was like examining everything and seeing, because there'd be a joke is the thing.
This is not good writing.
Like, you know, the extreme version of this is the Callahan's Crosstime Saloon, where it's like it is literally an I Spy page on every screen, but everything has a good joke attached to it. You know,
it was unfair of me to put those standards
on
the Mega Man Battle Network or games of its ilk.
Yeah. I just find these to be, again, profoundly meh. I don't want to like amble around and talk to people and get like, did you know you can run by press by holding B, you know, we run into like theming problem kind of stuff too, because we get into like I don't want to hear somebody say like, oh, the combo drive, if you activate it, blah blah blah, like just like an explication of mechanic, but somebody is exclaiming it to me on a street, and it's a bunch of stuff that my eyes just kind of like roll off of, and you know, you're running around doing random battles until you interact with the right thing to move stuff forward. Like it's stepping on a bunch of rakes that I just don't get in. I don't get that inspired by.
Yeah. Uninspiring rakes.
Yeah. And I don't like the combat in this very much. I understand that that's a, you know, it's a popular thing, but like, it's hard for me to go full guns a-blazing at this just because of how genuine, like, when you look up people who really enjoy it, they kind of seem to be. Like, I'm really fine, like, sidelining this as this, that this is just not for me.
Not for me.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
It's one of those things where I never want to give something just because it is popular. It doesn't mean that I want
to. It does not need to get, like full deference. Yeah.
Don't have to hand it to them. I understand there's something here. I had this similar experience with the combat in this. Just starting it, right? Mm-hmm. My thinking was, what this has is a very classic problem of way too slow ramp up.
Yeah.
Maybe once this combat got, I could see ways it would get good.
Mm-hmm.
Once it was a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
And my understanding, the people who like this, a lot of the people do like it because of these mechanics. That's the depth I believe in that I think would appeal to me.
Yes.
It doesn't present very well, and it puts up a huge set of shonen walls. Like, I'm a cool kid in a cyber city going around talking to my smiley friends. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's real happy and telling me exposition. It's an E for Everyone and Game Boy Advance game.
It's kid stuff. Yeah. Like, this is made. I don't want to say, like, oh, if you like this, you're a kid. But, like, it's clearly steered at an audience. Right.
I was expecting more cum shots. Cybeast Gregar is actually a powerfully horny name. And I was really expecting there to be a little bit more adult content. I needed Mega Man to worry about his Mega Mortgage. And then I needed Cybeast Gregar to sadly jerk off in a shower, working up the strength to ask for a promotion. I needed it to be adult.
I wanted to go full About Schmidt. Yes. I really want this to be just
Cybeast Gregar.
just an unflinching look at somebody.
How do you wake up and look over at this woman that used to be the woman you loved?
I want Cybeast Gregar in that hot tub with Kathy Bates yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hot. You know, it could actually be like almost any Alexander Payne film. Mm. I could also go for Cybeast Gregar going on a wine tasting tour with Thomas Hayden Church, the serial ass fucker.
God.
That's not a homophobic remark. He canonically has anal sex with a woman in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing about asses, everybody got them.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. never been. I think that sometimes there's probably a danger when, like, when you say you want something to be adult, mm-hmm. that, like, people think that's what you want, or you want it to be like Spawn.
I don't need this to be grimdark.
Being a children's show. Like, I just want to stop explaining how to count.
Yeah.
You know, what this feels like with everyone just kind of giving you a cheerful tutorial mm-hmm. message.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand, like, it's for kids, it's not for mm-hmm. me, and that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. No, I just say that, like, there's a version of this that moved a little bit faster, that started you maybe like a third of the way in on the complexity curve with the combat, that, like, I could probably sign up for and see being kind of cool. As it stands, it's just a little bit too glacial for me.
I think the other thing, too, is that I think that you were right when you made the Mega Man Legends comparison, that you are warmed up to the idea of a talking Mega Man.
Yeah.
You know, like a Mega Man that is plot focused and character focused is not, you know, initially off-putting to you. Whereas I keep Mega Man in that Contra Castlevania pile in my head of classic NES things where I just want to be, like, you know, run and jump and shoot.
This doesn't need words. I am predisposed to, at the very least, have my instinctual reaction to a Mega Man with charm to be like, okay, let me inspect this further.
I don't like this outfit design on Mega Man Battle Network.
Man,
and some of these portraits are really hideous and weird.
What's with that homunculus, like this guy who looks like he's going to be the bully but is actually just another one of your best friends?
He started as like a drawing of Kirby, but they decided to make Kirby's whole body just a face.
It's
a real roundy.
What if there's a very round little boy who has a mouth like a dog?
Yes. the King Hippo son cryptid that shows up in this also drew my attention.
Yes,
quite a bit.
Yeah, and this is the last game in a series. So I like, maybe there is some cachet with these characters. Yeah. Like, oh, you're supposed to know, like, these have gone through an arc. They made his head
a little bit rounder. Everything, and there's hoping you wouldn't notice.
It can only get so around. Eventually, we're gonna have to start making it bigger too.
Yeah, it's we think that we've gone around, and this starts becoming three dimensional. You know, it becomes a Donkey Kong Country sphere. What's happening, Mega Man? There's a couple of things I keep noticing that I'm pronouncing wrong, and I want to let audiences know this in case you're following the extended ARG and listen to all the shows. Uh-huh. It's because I don't have certain teeth anymore. Certain words I try to pronounce, and I'm running up against I'm like learning how to speak in some ways because I'm missing teeth.
Give an example.
I don't know. I've just noticed that I've had a couple like more mush mouth than usual.
Uh-huh.
Things like certain sounds I can feel like are kind of right there.
Okay. When you say it comes out wrong?
Yeah, it kind of feels wrong because I'm my tongue's is looking to rest up against something that can't, and it kind of moves.
Okay. And the kind of lives a little bit further back in the mouth. Yeah, yes. I can see that. So is this a mechanics problem or is this a resonance problem?
I hope it's a mechanics problem because then I can get used to it.
Yeah.
Fix it. You know, if it's a resonance problem, my voice is just different now.
Hmm. I got to tell you, just in speaking, I have not noticed your voice sounding different, despite there being more room inside of your mouth.
It might be maybe I'm feeling it. I feel like I'm backing off of certain sounds because I'm running into a part of my mouth.
Yeah.
That I'm not used to running into because there's big, horrible holes there.
Yeah. Now that we're on hole watch, how's your holes, bud?
They're still living large. They're mm-hmm. healing fine, but they're still extant, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the point now that when food gets in there, I feel like the threat of dry socket is passed enough to where I can kind of swish to get the food out of there.
Gotcha.
But food very consistently gets in there, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable and it's weird.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to I can see it back there and I have to get it out. I don't want to go digging.
Oh God. You know? You don't want to have to clear a socket. No.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what I have to do. Yeah. You know, I don't want to have to clear it. I don't want to send a team. I don't want to send Master Blaster in there to to get in there. I just, I know that poking around with it with a toothpick or something is going to be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up using water and it's uncomfortable. Mm. I would like these holes to fill in with body very soon.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah.
It's much better than it was last week. Mm-hmm. The most pain I was in recording was when we did the Doom Eternal episode.
That was so fresh right there.
Yeah. It's pretty fresh. I was not feeling very good. I feel much better now. I just have this annoying thing. It's weird to have holes in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They're not useful.
No. It's just space. Just a void.
It'd be cool if I could keep things in there.
Just a little
watch batteries I need for later.
Yeah. You can never find the damn things when you need them. That's the thing. Yeah.
And somebody's just like, oh, God damn, my watch stopped. I'd be like, let me help. Just call out, sorry, it's warm. It came from my hole. And then let them put that in their watch.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Make freshies.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, in fairness, the hole is less deleterious to your overall situation than the teeth that were growing the wrong way.
Which the teeth weren't growing the wrong way. I don't know if I've ever bragged about this, but my wisdom teeth were fine. I just, they got cavities and stuff. Taking them out.
So they came in. Gotcha.
They came in just fine, but they were not looking good in terms of toothness.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, let's get, people get these out ordinarily. You could keep them, but we don't want to give you three separate root canals when we can just do this routine thing.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Oh, so you're bragging. Here's the indignity, right? Bodies are weird, right? Oh, yeah. And you know how I got just a fucking huge dome.
Yeah.
I'm like one LED screen away from being competition for that Las Vegas sphere thing, right?
I feel like they've been slowly over the course of our career making your head more round and more 3D to see if I wouldn't notice.
even when my hair is short, my entire head is just too fucking much.
Yeah, right? This is a network of mm-hmm. tall, stocky men with large heads.
Yes,
and you have the largest head.
Yes. I've got a tape measure right here. Let me check the diameter of my head.
Yeah,
right,
I wish
now
I had
for
one
you
too. I'd be very curious to compare, but I don't have a tape measure at all handy.
Yeah. Let's go around.
All right. This is phrenology.
It is. Yeah. I have a 24 and a half inch head.
Yeah. It's worth noting that's a waist measurement for some folk.
yep.
It's a pretty thin person, but they're extant. They live in your town. You know somebody with a 24 inch waist.
Yeah. So there we go. That's what I'm working with. You would think that with a dome that size, I would have a mouth. Just a general overall mouth that was proportional to that,
like a Pez dispenser. like you could just open backwards.
We're talking three billiards balls is what the expectation would be. When you got a dome that's got an orbit to it, you would expect that you there would be some affordance there. I have a fucking tiny mouth, bro.
Yeah.
I've got a tiny mouth. When the wisdom teeth came in, it was immediately a problem. Even before they erupted, it was just like, no, we got to go and get there. My teeth are kind of bunched up. It's a little fucked up. It's a huge indignity.
Something I don't expect you to have noticed this because you're always really keyed into your own like appearance, because you look at yourself every day in the mirror.
Yeah.
I had a molar that was taken out. So I'm missing a tooth. Since that's happened, my teeth are the opposite. They're stretching out. Like they're luxuriating. I have a gap tooth between my first two teeth that I didn't have like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Like I've looked back on old pictures. I was like, oh, like it was kind of there, but it's much more pronounced now. Like my teeth are slowly emigrating.
Okay.
They're nomading. Yeah. And each of them wants to have, their own house, like no duplexes.
Yeah.
In my mouth.
Single family detached. Yeah.
Yes. Single family detached homes for the entire mouth.
Yeah.
And I have one, I'm looking forward to it because I hate flossing. and that makes flossing look like a lot easier. Like you get way more food in your mouth, but then you just swish out and like it all just goes.
You got to get pretty far down that line. And you're aware of the super thick floss some people have to use, right?
Sometimes you have to use a rope.
Yeah.
this started as a bungee cable for a car and ended up as floss.
Yeah. No, you gotta just get in there and use that.
Yeah, you still gotta clean it. Yeah, I just mean it'll be easier than the trying to push between super close teeth.
Yeah, you've got Montana, I've got Kowloon Walled City over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two different kinds. Mm-hmm. Or I've got the Krupitzar, and you got the Walled City. We can put this in modern Shadowrun game
terms. Oh man. Yeah. The problem with your teeth migrating apart is we're gonna have to start EQing out incidental whistles now.
Yeah. It's gonna be like I swallowed a whistle. It'll be okay. It'll be all part of my charm. Listening to Stuff You Should Know and listening to Josh on that show, that kind of speech affectation can sometimes be very charming.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I give you other mouth news?
Oh yeah, let's do a mouth check.
Mouth corny.
I feel like I've been talking about my mouth a lot the last couple of weeks. Let's focus on the other half of the mouth.
We've both had our medical travails, right?
Yes.
You had kind of a long process of getting your teeth fixed. What I've talked about less on here is going and getting sleep study, right? And ultimately ending up with a CPAP machine. Okay. Yep. Now, CPAP machine is a fascinating device because it is applying pressure where you are not used to having it. It is weird. A, how effective it is, and B, just how it feels when you have it on. And also weird to like get a full night's sleep for the first time in a decade and a half. So when you go and get one, you've got to pick the kind of mask, right?
Okay.
Because there are a bunch of different kinds depending
on. Do
they
offer a Joker option?
You can get the Guy Fox mask and put the Joker makeup on beneath
it. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. But there are lots of options. Because I'm a stomach sleeper, I was aiming for what is called nasal pillows. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And this just kind of like wraps around your face, and it's just like a little rubber dingus that sits beneath your nostrils and pumps the air up that way. And they asked, okay, so do you breathe through your nose or through your mouth? And I'm thinking about awake Cole. Awake Cole breathes through his nose. The way Cole, you know, is very conscious about that. Doesn't want to be the big heavy guy who's
panting.
Yeah, no, don't want to be that. And also, like, just the singing training and stuff. You breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, no, I'm a nose breather. Get the nasal pillows. It's fine. What happens when night coal is different than day coal? And when you have very high pressure air blasting in through your nose and then you open up your mouth, is you end up waking up in the middle of the night to your mouth wide open. And the sound wakes you up more than the feeling, but your mouth is wide open and issuing from within your mouth is...
It's weird.
Because...
That air should somehow be used. They should hook up another person with sleep apnea to you, where they use your mouth as their mask and just daisy chain these guys across the Midwest.
The human CPAP-a-pede.
Human CPAP-a-pede.
Yeah. Because what happens, though, you know, just because our whole respiratory system is, you know, a series of flaps and valves and stuff.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you open up your mouth and it is easier for the air to just route back around out through your nose and out your mouth than it is to go down into your lungs.
Yeah.
So it's even worse than stopping breathing. You have air that is forcing the lung flap closed, and then you're just lying there with your mouth open going...
It's worth, it sounds funny, like that thing, but you've experienced this if you've ever tried to breathe with like a fan, like stuck your head out a window and tried to breathe. That's what you're describing.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, is air pushing your valve closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds rough.
Pretty bad. Went and got a different mask yesterday. My other problem was I kept on ripping it off in my sleep because it just didn't feel natural because it was stopping me from breathing.
Sure.
So I got a different one that goes over my mouth and under my nose and works great. So
nice.
That is my mouth report.
Facebook tries to advertise to me a lot is hostage tape, which is what it sounds like. It's like this reusable tape you use to keep your mouth closed while you're sleeping.
Why would they call it hostage tape? That is the worst thing to associate their product
and
with.
There are multiple doctors in the comments are like, don't do this.
Right.
You know, like you don't want to go to sleep and stop yourself from breathing more. Like, yes, breathing through your nose is probably better, but you know, life finds a way. You're going to breathe through, like, and if you take out that way, you know, it's you're putting yourself in danger. But Facebook, for some reason, thinks I want this stuff really bad.
Yeah. Seems like a really good way to, like, aspirate a bunch of spit and get horrible pneumonia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nasal drip, like, just really, really gross.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be really nasty. I don't know why. They're just like, this will give you the best night's sleep. It's because I look for sleep stuff. So everything Facebook is just like, you know, you want to sleep? Why not try this?
You know, like,
this might work. Uh-huh. You know, and it's all shit like that.
Yeah.
You
know? Just cram this in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, you would do that if you had the apnea mask. If you had that apnea mask, it wouldn't go out your mouth, but if you would inflate like inflation fetish Yoshi in New Super Mario Brothers. You.
Yep.
It'd be like you touch one of those pea circles. And, yeah, and just like
it'd be very uncomfortable.
I did the hardest I made Liv laugh in a really long time. We were driving somewhere, and in Portland there was a guy who looked like you, but just like much bigger on every axis.
Okay,
but looked a lot like you. And I was just like, "Hey, it's Big Cole." And and then she noticed, but there is a guy who looks like CPAP hostage tape. CPAP version one Cole.
Okay,
like he's a blueberry. It's a you know, a Wonka. He's been Wonka eyes.
Cole is already Big Cole.
Yeah, no, but this is bigger Cole. Like, this is a, you know, big guy. No hate to this guy, just a big dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And looked a lot like you, like not just, you know, ginger, like, but you know, has haircut, similar glasses, haircut, you know.
Yeah,
we're driving, so we didn't see him, but looked like he was like doing Cole cosplay a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Huh.
Pretty amazing.
Big Cole.
Hey, look, it's Big Cole. And then there's nothing else you look over. That's exactly what it was.
Uh-huh.
There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, got in one.
I would just, I wish I could describe this in a different way, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. It's a, yeah. I thought about taking a picture and then I felt,
oh no, no, you don't want to do that. No, that's
I don't want to be that guy, but I did want other people to see it.
Yes.
So it's a, low key, like cool thing about having a wife is that since we do stuff like that together, I feel like I can see something like that. And then there's always somebody I can be like, hey, remember when that happened? You know, and have that memory check. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it would go for any kind of companion.
Oh, of course.
You know, but yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. No, that is only available to heterosexual couples.
Yes.
The, you cannot establish the gay memory shared history.
Disease has taken, it's taken our nation's lesbians. The, like, yeah.
Oh God.
Oh boy. anything else? I don't have anything else to say about this game. I feel like if I, let's say I was the right age when this came out, I could have been into them. I could have been a different kid. You know, I played like Dragon Quest Joker. I played that Bomberman that had the Pokemon mechanic. Like I did all that stuff. I just was not really playing tons of games at this time.
Yeah.
And was like, this isn't Mega Man to me.
Yeah, no, it just was not what I was necessarily searching for. No, there's nothing in the like game facts. Everybody's just expressing very
praise.
Yeah, very earnest appreciation for this, and just that's not fun. I can't make fun of that.
There's nothing to make fun of. Like nobody's being. They're just like, we love this. This is why this is great. And it's like there's no joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So go with God. I'm sure. I mean, when that collection came out, I was like, oh God, why in the world are they doing that? And then I saw people genuinely praising it. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Not everything has to be for you, Ross.
Weird little bit is that, the reviews for both entries are on the GameFAQs thing. And Cybeast Gregar is the only one that has, it has worse reviews.
Weird.
It has a 7 out of 10 and a 6 out of 10 from fans. Huh. Whereas everything's a 9, 10 or an 8.
For Falzar.
Yeah.
Falzar got the Riz.
Yeah. He's got gronked. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Yeah. Horseshoe Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Horseshoe Joe. We appreciate you very much. We appreciate everybody listening. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yes, you can get bonus episodes of this show, get whole other bonus shows, get the new show, Real Lich Hours, talking about Baldur's Gate 3, coming out here soon. We have announced it, but a plan is coming together.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We haven't done a release yet. We're still working on getting up to that speed. We're also still, as of recording this, waiting on art and music, waiting on Shout of the Erdtree news for maybe some strategizing, all of those things.
Yeah.
Then Cole will get a further in his fun run. You know, that be a little bit more context before starting the work run, all those things.
Yeah. Huge thanks to Gwen, our producer, helping us put these episodes out. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm sleepy too. It's I love the fall weather. I do not enjoy the lack of light. Is the thing for, I know this is a fundamental way in which we differ.
Yep. It's true. The sun is down for a long time. I'm very happy. I just want to go to sleep, and that is good.
Yeah, I gotta get my special pills with the vitamins I need and all of the lamps that I need to be in society. So gotta pull those out of pull those back into rotation.
Yeah, I'm gonna go crawl under some blankets with some cats.
Hey, that sounds great. Let's go do that. And until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where if you're listening to this, it's already too late.